When you plan your summer vacation, do you intentionally try to find the deadest town you can go to? Or do you ask Siri, hey, show me the most lifeless places within driving distance of me? Of course not. You want to go on an adventure where there is life and fun stuff to do with maybe a water park or roller coasters and a beach and maybe a mountain. Yep, that's where I want to go, someplace with all that stuff. Summertime is a big time for vacations, and people want to visit popular tourist attractions and places that are beautiful, fun for couples or for the family, so you can get away and rest and enjoy some time together. Life fills those places, and people want to go there and soak it up for a few days. I started thinking about this one night when I was driving through a part of town that once was so alive. There was a big theater and business booming all around with restaurants and things to do. It was the place to be. Over the years, things started dying out. The theater was closed and eventually torn down, and a lot of business moved out to another part of town, leaving this stretch of road and part of town feeling like a ghost town. I felt the ache of missing what used to be there. The life was gone. That's exactly what a ghost town is. Abandoned, no life, and all that remains are empty buildings, tumbleweeds, and rubble from what used to be. Those aren't normally on the top 10 list of vacation destinations or places you want to see. There was a very dead place God wanted the prophet Ezekiel to see. God had a message for him to deliver to the children of Israel, who at this time were scattered in Babylonian captivity. To communicate this message, God showed Ezekiel a vision. And what a vision it was! He took him to the Valley of Dry Bones. Ezekiel 37:1. The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I said, "Sovereign Lord, you alone know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord.'" God's people seemed all but lost. Their identity had been stripped away, and the life they knew in their beloved promised land was no more. It was just a faded, abandoned memory. Then God walks Ezekiel through this valley of piled up dry bones in a vision and asks him a question. "Ezekiel, can these bones live again?" It's like he's asking, "Do you believe there is hope, even when you look around and see this hopeless pile of death?" God said, "I will breathe life to these bones. Tendons, flesh, and skin will be restored, and new life and air will fill your lungs and cause your once dead heart to beat again." Those bones represented God's people. God was giving them hope. He offers you and me that same hope today. You may feel lost and abandoned, your life scattered like dry bones in Death Valley. Have faith. God can breathe new life into your dry bones and redeem your story and what seems lost and forgotten. He is able. There is hope. That's the truth. Don't stay in the valley of dry bones. Trust God with your life and your story. He can make all things new. I'm Lori Klein.